Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chaf, and today we are doing page 290, which is page Kuf Mem Hey Amud Beis. And tonight we are learning Si'if Im Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Alf, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So, Si'if Ches, Hasoche Taglit Siro Dino Kasoche Kvash Mushakus Mehmehen. If a person squeezes a fish for the juice, for the fish brine that's sort of trapped in the fish, then it's as if you're squeezing pickles for the juices in the pickle, and therefore it's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamedalv Daglit Siro Rotzlamish Shasacha Daglit Siro Shatzarich Lo Mari Bitzishin of Lovim Mashke Di Alma. And this is talking about the type of juice that comes from it being soaked in brine. And that's why it's similar to squeezing pickle juice out of a pickle, because the juice came from outside, the chanal, like we learned yesterday. But if you're squeezing the natural juices out of a fish, then it's like squeezing category 3 peros, which is going to be mutter, like we learned in Sif Aleph, because it's not something that's normally juiced. So if you squeeze out natural juices from something that was not, it's not normally juiced, that is going to be mutter. Si'if tes, hashelig va'abara, de'in maraskan osom, one is not allowed to crush snow or ice, da'haynu l'shabram l'chatichos dakos k'dei she'yazovu meimav, which means to cut them into, the chop it into tiny, teeny pieces, so that water will flow from them, avol nosinu l'tochos shel yayin o'mayim, but you are allowed to put ice or snow into a cup of wine or water, v'unimach me'elav, and it will melt on its own, v'enuchos shishin, you don't have to worry about that. V'cheinu minicham b'chama o k'negra madura, and similarly, you could put it out in the sun or even near a flame, v'nifshiru, and they'll become lukewarm, mutarim, that is going to be mutar. Si'if tes, I mean si'if katon lamed beis, in Mishnah Berurah, l'chatichos dakos, aval lishbor chaticha mimenu shari, afilu miyazuv k'tas mayim, al yidei zed lo neskavin lozeh. Meaning, let's say you have a giant block of ice and you want a little ice cube. So you're not chopping the ice into a million pieces. You're just chiseling off an ice cube for yourself. So that's going to be mutter, because even if a little bit of water does come out from that, that's certainly not your kavana. Va'od sha'olich li'ibud. And also, the water is holich li'ibud anyway. So it wouldn't be a violation of schita mishum dash if that which comes out is holich li'ibud. Sifkat namid gimel meimav didami l'malacha. Why is it that when you squeeze ice, it's a problem if you're squeezing out to create water? Because it's similar to a malacha. Sheborei amayim alalu v'asum yidrabanan. Meaning it's not like a tolda of any particular malacha. It's just a very creative act that you're taking a solid piece of ice and you're turning it into water. So any very creative act is similar to the concept of a malacha and is therefore going to be asur midrabanan. Inami, alternatively, gzera shami yischo peros ha'om de lamashkin, that it's a gzera midrabanan that you might come to be sochet peros that are normally juiced, which would in fact be asur. Sivkat namadalit veinu choshesh, and you don't have to worry if you take an ice cube and you put it in your drink or you put it out in the sun. Kivin delovin ma'isa biyadayim lo gazuba, because you're not actively doing anything, and therefore the chazal will not go there. V'yesh matir nafil l'rasik biyadayim l'toch hakos. Some say you could even crush biyadayim into a kos. V'atam the kevich shenisari b'mashah b'toch kos veinu ben lo gazuba klal. And the logic would be that they didn't, once, since whatever water comes out is immediately mixing with all the water in the kos, so therefore it's going to they were never gozer on such a thing. It would not be a violation of nolad. It doesn't seem that the Mishnah Berurah is machria like one day or the other. He just quotes a yesh matirin that you're allowed to do that. And then we said the water that comes from an ice cube that you put out in the sun is mutarim lehanos mehem. It's mutar to get on off from them. And not only is it mutar to get on off from it after the fact, you're allowed to take it out of the, you're allowed to take an ice cube out of the freezer and just leave it out. However, according to what the Ramah writes in Simchin Shin Yud Ches, then we should be machmir over here to after nimoach me'il of Asr Mishum Nolad, because Ramah is Machmir like that. I think the Sefer HaTruma that holds that even that which is Nimoach Me'elav, even that which melts on its own, is going to be Asr. So there is such a Chumrah, that you're not allowed to put a Pashtida kenegada esh, a type of dish that has congealed fats right near the fire, because the congealed gravy will liquefy, and that's a violation of molid. So that if you say like that over there by the congealed gravy, you should say the same thing about ice. Veinu domo l'toch hakos, and that's not the same as putting an ice cube in a cup. Dasamu ma'orav b'mayim veinu nikar. The big cool about putting an ice cube in a cup is that as soon as it melts, it gets mixed in with the liquid in the cup, and that's in fact what makes it mutter. Si'if yud. You're allowed to break ice in order to access the water that's underneath the ice. Let's say you have you had a beverage in the refrigerator, but it's on the top shelf where it's very, very cold. So the top of the beverage became ice. So in order to get to the liquid underneath it, you need to break through that top layer of ice. So you're allowed to do that to get what's underneath it. If you see Mishmarusiv Katan Lamed Vav, Dishviras HaKerach Eina Melacha Klal, actually breaking the ice is not considered a melacha at all. And crushing ice is only usher if you're doing it in order to get water to flow from it. Mashen came to say, as opposed to over here where you're just doing it to access what's underneath it. Let's say it's not in a cup that was in your refrigerator. It's the local river, and you're trying to go to the mikveh. So you cut a hole in the ice in the mikveh to be able to get beneath it. So that's going to be also the Magen Avraham says. Because since the river is mechubar lekarka, the ice is mechubar lekarka, it's a violation of stira or binyan. It's a violation of stira when you break the ice. Aval harbe achronim cholkin alavu sviru lehu, d'shem mayim aleyan, ve'in shayich bo binyan mestira. But many achronim disagree, and they hold that it has shem mayim, and it's not called binyan mestira, meaning even when it's ice, it's still really just water. Ulatarach Shabbos yesh lakal. So for the sake of Shabbos, we're allowed to be makel to break the ice, even if it's the ice of a river. See if you're alif. Tzarek lizar b'choref, shalitol yod b'mayim sheish b'em shalago barad. During the wintertime, you should not wash your hand with icy water or snowy water. V'im yitol, and if you do so, yizar shlo yitchakem ben yadav shlo yehim merasek. You should be careful not to squeeze the ice or the snow between your hands, because that's going to be a violation of being merasek, of crushing the ice or the snow. Sif katan lamitzayin shlo yitol yadav k'dei shlo yavol yidei risuk. We don't want you to come to crush any of the ice. V'shulchan atzishitim mekel b'zach sheyizar shlo yiraskim. Shulchan atzishitim says, nah, you can wash your hand in icy water, just be careful not to crush the ice, and then it will be fine. Sif yud beis, yesh lizar shlo yishav shef yadav b'melach. One should be careful not to rub his hands with salt, says the Mishmaros of Kal Namchas b'melach. Hatam kanal b'shalag u'barad. The reason is the same as we said before with the ice and the hail. With the snow and the ice. Because apparently they must have had a different type of salt or something. When they would rub salt, it would create water. But that's only if it's pure salt. But you're allowed to put a lot of salt in water and then wash your hands with the salt water. Just like you're allowed to put ice or snow into a kos. Actually, you shouldn't make a very, very concentrated, strong salt water, where it's going to be 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. This is like making a brine or a pickling, which is also to do because of ma'abed, I think. So sif yod gimel, I think we're up to now. Dores shelag beraglav veino choshesh. You're allowed to walk on snow, and you don't have to worry about that you're violating anything when you walk on snow. Sifkat namites beraglav v'afemashal nimoch v'zaval yidezeh leslamba. And even if the snow melts a little bit and some water flows, it's not a problem. Keep it doing the meskavin leseh, because that is not at all your kavana. V'ataz kasav dekimchu dover sheyefshal yizar v'zeh lo gozer bay. And the Taz says the reason they weren't gozer on this is because what are you going to do if you live in Russia or in Alaska? You know, you just never go outside on Shabbos, meaning there are places where it snows all the time. There's always snow on the ground, right? in Montreal from, I remember I visited once, they said from October till April, there's never a day without snow on the ground at least, because it just doesn't melt. So there's always snow on the ground. So you can't, it's just a gzera that would be impossible. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that you're not allowed to squeeze a fish for its juices, but you can squeeze it for its natural juices. You're not allowed to squeeze it for the tzir that it absorbed, but you can squeeze it for its natural juices. Then we said crushing ice is usur either because of molid or exer of schita, but you can place it in your drink or in the sun and you don't have to worry about it. Unless you're machmir for the Raman Shin Yilches. And then we said the Shulchan Aruch prohibits washing hands in icy or snowy water, but some achronim are mekel. We also had two deos, whether you're allowed to break ice of a river. You're allowed to break ice on top of a cup to get to what's beneath it, but a machlokas, whether you're allowed to break ice of a river to get to what's underneath it. And then finally we learned that you're allowed to walk on snow, and you don't have to worry that the walking on the snow is going to turn the snow into water, because it's a darshan miskaven, and it's something that it would be impossible to be careful about in certain places, in certain climates. Okay, but tomorrow we will learn Se'ifim Yodalit, Tezvav, Zazayin, Yodzayin, and maybe we'll even begin Yod Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening.